from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate Crestview's support of the program. It'll be a little soggy out there for the golf today, but boy, that's gonna make those fairways pop, Tommy. You've been working on the fairways this summer. They look good. I was out there, it was toward the end of last week, and some of that work is finally finishing up. It looks really, really nice out there, both the north and south.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between you and me. You're more glass half full. I'm probably more glass half empty. You say it's going to make the fairways look really good. You're right. It's going to make the rough really thick and really long and a lot harder to play. So
just don't hit it in the rough. That's easy.
I mean, I know you're a master at that. I know you never miss a fairway in the way you play golf.
That's right. You hit it. When you only hit it about 75 yards, you can hit it straight. It's easy.
We call that old man golf. You don't have to really do a whole lot. Golf.
That's what I'm
trying. Right down the middle, nice and easy.
I am working on my old man golf game. 100%. That is where my game needs to live. It was born that way in the Texas Panhandle. You got to play that way out of necessity because the wind, you think the wind's bad here. There's wind worse there with no trees. And so you better learn how to play old man golf. That's going to be my wheelhouse of my game is that.
Was it also because you couldn't go in the tall stuff because of the rattlesnakes? You had to be really concerned about
water moccasins. There weren't rattles. I didn't see any. I did. That's not true. I've seen plenty of rattlesnakes on the golf course. Yeah. Now I grew up in the country. You went about rattlesnakes. Like, I grew up with rattlesnakes. I've the Indiana Jones, you remember that ball of snakes? I've come up on a snake pit in the backyard of my house like that. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I hate snakes, not so much because of a fear, but out of like a defense mechanism. When you grow up always on the defense from rattlesnakes, you hate snakes and they can all die. Sorry, animal lovers, the rattlesnakes can die. And I don't apologize for that. But we appreciate Crestview support. No rattlesnakes out of Crestview. I've never seen a snake out of Crestview, in fact. Plenty of fish, though, out in the ponds. But we appreciate Crestview. Go check out the facilities. Check out those golf courses. See what we're talking about. They've got the fairways. They've been working on them. They look really, really good. Both sides, both north and south. And a lot of that work, I know they've been working hard on that, is paying off here. Tommy's got a real issue right now with new fragrance out for men. A, are you a cologne guy, Tommy?
Yeah, I didn't used to be. My wife kind of got me on that. I mean, she'll buy me cologne and then I feel like I need to use it. So,
same. So I guess Hellman's has a mayonnaise cologne out now and it's being endorsed by Will Levis, which is really smart. Like it's a fun campaign. It's really smart, but it begs the question of mayonnaise. And you know, it's a funny, you know, kooky idea. He likes mayonnaise. It's kind of like the Patrick Mahomes ketchup thing. But mayonnaise, let's spend just a second on mayonnaise here. Through this conversation, we have found out, and I thought there aren't a lot like me. I'm 100% a Miracle Whip guy. Like, give me Miracle Whip over mayonnaise 10 times out of 10. It's not so much that I don't like mayonnaise, and I you know, if you or any of your guys are working on a big mayonnaise deal, I apologize for this.
But not that I know of.
I just like mayonnaise to me, it's a better ingredient to things than it is a sandwich spread. Like, if it's used in making some other kind of dish, like, okay, fine. But as just a sandwich spread or like on a burger, I give me Miracle Whip, man. Like, cause it has some flavor. Mayo just doesn't have a ton of flavor. It just kind of, you know, it kind of lubes up the sandwich, and I get that. But it, you know, if I'm going to go that route, like, I want a little flavor. And so I go, I'm a Miracle Whip guy always.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to report that after yesterday's show, when you and I were at each other's throats, basically from start to finish, we agree on this. I've been a Miracle Whip person my entire life as well. It was always Miracle Whip over mayonnaise, to the point to, you know, when I was younger, if a sandwich or something had mayo on it, I probably wouldn't touch it. Yeah, it had to be Miracle Whip. That being said, as I've gotten older, my palate has adjusted, and I can do mayonnaise. Like, it's okay. I'll eat it. I'm not going to turn a sandwich down that's got mayo on it. I'll eat a burger that has mayo on it, but I prefer Miracle Whip to this day.
It's not a knock on mayo. I am not anti-mayo. I'm fine with mayo. I just like Miracle Whip a whole lot more on a sandwich specifically. I catch a lot of grief from this, but my wife is team mayo for sure.
So is my wife.
And she, you know, she pretends like she doesn't like Miracle Whip, but it's pretending, because anytime I sneak it in there, we appreciate that, Rick, need the tangy zip of Miracle Whip. Anytime I sneak it in there, she likes it. You know what I mean? Like, if it's mixed in, like, I use it in my deviled eggs, or what, like, she's like, oh, and that's, I'm like, that's Miracle Whip. When I was a kid, I would just eat Miracle Whip sandwiches, which are two pieces of bread with Miracle Whip. That's it.
Nothing else.
That was like that was one of my go-to snacks as a kid.
When I was a kid, it was similar. Honestly, it was white bread. It was Miracle Whip. I couldn't just do the Miracle Whip. I would have like the Kraft American cheese slices.
Oh yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Just cheese and Miracle Whip on bread. Had to add a little bit more. Jad, he's actually against us on this. You're a mayo guy, right, Jad?
Jad, no.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Miracle Whip is too sweet. I mean, why not just, you know, pour two or three teaspoons of sugar onto a sandwich and there you go.
It's the tangy zip, Jad. It's more than sweet. Ketchup is just sweet, but we use ketchup all the time. And listen.
No, I don't actually. I don't like ketchup either.
And I'm team mustard now, like my prefer, because I don't want the sugar. You're right about that. I don't want anything. I try if I can to avoid things that are unnecessarily bad for me. So I just go with mustard 9 times out of 10, anytime I'm doing it. But I will tell you that mustard Miracle Whip together, incredible combination.
A good combo. I'll take that.
Mustard ketchup together is an incredible combination, which, you know, McDonald's made famous, obviously, with the quarter pounder. But like, I love to mix condiments. Mustard and barbecue sauce together. Incredible. Like, I am a condiment mixer. You can't really do that with any of them. With mayo, it doesn't really add anything.
And I'll tell, I'll tell you though.
Fry sauces
I will. One exception to that, sriracha mayo. Fantastic.
Yeah,
better than any other combo you've mentioned so far.
I don't think it's better, but I do like it. And now you're getting into a territory where you're good on a sandwich. Like, you get into the Chipotle mayos and the, you know, all of those things. They're
the
always
aiolis
good.
Of the world, which garlic, you know, aioli. Is a fancy word for mayo, yeah. I think.
But mayo itself, like, I need, give me something with it.
What's always confused me about Miracle Whip, and don't get me wrong, I'm a Miracle Whip supporter, fan, defender, all of it. But have you ever noticed, and it's been this way for decades, on the actual Miracle Whip jar, it says salad dressing. Have you ever put Miracle Whip on a salad before? Because to me, that seems wrong. Like, I'll draw the line on that, and you know my opinions on mixing food and all of that. I just don't, like, has anybody ever been like, man, I'm going to have a tasty salad, and you know what? I think today I'm going to put Miracle Whip on top of my salad. I'm not sure that's ever happened.
Yeah, you're right, and it's bad marketing from the folks over at Miracle Whip. because it's not salad dressing. It's a condiment. And they've all, and that's always been people's argument, because I've been having this fight since I was a kid eating Miracle Whip sandwiches. Like, people are like, it's not even a thing. It's salad dressing. And I'm like, it's not a salad dressing. Who uses it? Nobody uses it that way. And then it kind of died. Like, Miracle Whip kind of, you know, this debate was hot, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Miracle Whip kind of died. And listen, I'm a big supporter. I've got some in the fridge right now.
And look, you know, in today's divisive world, and we're coming up on an election cycle, I mean, you know, you and I and our marriages should be an example that people can come together on both sides of the aisle.
That's right.
You know, because you're a Miracle Whip fan. I'm a Miracle Whip fan. Our wives are mayo. And we both make it work in our relationships. If we can make it work with the mayo Miracle Whip divide, then this country can make it work.
That's right. Just always remember that. Some people like ketchup, some people like mustard. That hot dog debate, I say put them both on there. I like them both. You want to have a mayo Miracle? Let's just have a little of everything. Let's just expand your horizons. Think outside the box. At the same time, understanding that Miracle Whip is a far superior condiment than mayo by itself. 869-1240, if you'd like to chime in on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't even know how you'd classify. We'll just call it a condiment.
And you know, by the way, good for Will Levis. I mean, you know, as far as that being an endorsement deal,
awesome.
Like there's Hellman's just did a commercial, put it out a couple hours ago, and it's fantastic. And I don't know a lot about Will Levis, but I mean, to his credit, this is a way to introduce him, I think, to the masses.
What are the chances, by the way, on him as we go back to sports? Is it relates to this on Sports Daily? I think Will Levis has a chance to actually be kind of good. And I don't know yet. And I wasn't sold coming out, but I thought he was much better than I thought he would be last year. And low key, the Titans have really improved, I think, that offense. Now, DeAndre Hopkins is a little bit banged up. We'll see. Remember, they brought in Calvin Ridley. They brought over Tony Pollard, which I is fine. I think Tyjae Spears is really good. Even though they lose Derrick Henry, I do think they're off. They've invested a lot in that offense this offseason. They're sort of going all in, I think, to see if Will Levis has got it. And I don't think any of us gave him a chance. You remember the draft night and he kind of had to sit around and wait. I don't think any of us really gave him a chance, but I thought he looked pretty good last year. And I'm curious to see him this year as an NFL quarterback in that new look offense.
Well, and he was kind of thrown into the situation last year because of Ryan Tannehill's injury and played well enough to be able to be given the starting role for the remainder of last season. And to a point to where the Titans said, hey, we're going to try to build this offense around you. What I think is pretty impressive about Will Levis, and I don't know if he's going to be a superstar, probably not, But it happens quite a bit where you've got a new quarterback in the season prior with one coach, and then that coach leaves, a new coach comes in, and they want their own quarterback in that role. And, you know, it would have been absolutely timed right for the Titans to totally open up a quarterback search with a brand new head coach in there. They didn't do that. Like, they stuck with Will Levis. You know, Tannehill's out. Malik Willis is out. They stuck with Will Levis, and they want to build that offense around him. I don't feel like that happens a lot when you've got a brand new coaching staff coming in. I don't think anybody would have blamed the new Titans coaching staff to say, you know what, we're going to go out, we're going to find our own quarterback, we're going to trade for somebody or draft somebody, we're going to try to make it work with our own person rather than the guy that we just inherited. But they're gonna make it work with Will Levis, and I think that is a testament to what they see in him and what he could potentially do.
I mean, he may not be good. You know, he may not pan out. I think that's still very much a possible outcome, don't you? Like, I'm not saying sure. that I'm 100% convinced that Will Levis is the guy and going to be awesome and, you know, watch out. And
but what would have stopped Brian Callahan, the new head coach of the Titans, to say, oh, you know, Levis, we appreciate what you did filling in for Ryan Tannehill last year. And, you know, you were the starter in the season, but Mike Vrabel's out. It's my team now. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to go try to find my own quarterback.
Like, and let's clarify, like, he didn't even complete 60% of his passes, which is, you know, is well below NFL standard, right? 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio, which for a rookie is actually pretty good. And I think that's what caught people off guard. And then, of course, he can run a little bit, right? Like, and that's you know, that athletic ability. He didn't run a ton, but he can stay upright, I guess we can call it. And he played 9 games, only carried it 25 times. He's not a running quarterback necessarily, but he can use it to his advantage, which has also become such a big part of, you know, the NFL. I would say the chances are less than 50-50 that in 2 years he's still the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, right? But I don't blame them at all for building around him to see what he's got, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like, let's see what he's got. He flashed a little bit last year. Let's see what he's got. You know, he's got the attitude to be successful. So can he follow it up? I don't know. But I don't blame him for – I'm glad they didn't just sit him with a bad roster, basically, and let it wallow away. Like, get some guys around him. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's got in the tank. Anyway, a quick aside on Will Levis. Let's take a quick break. We'll start. Let's save our college football talk for the top of the next hour. By the way, this football talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's come back. Let's get you updated on Hollywood Brown and check in from Chiefs camp yesterday. So we'll do that. And then we'll get into this overview of the schedule for KU and K-State. When you look at it based on the preseason expectations, very, very different stories happening there. So we'll get into that. We'll dig in deep in the second hour. Your calls always open on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. It is wide open for you today. We'll get our second giveaway coming in the second hour as well. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected, by the way. We'll have more Sports Daily right after this.
And 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.